Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
This digital dealer interview series is brought to you by our friends and partners at
Pure Cars,
VinQ,
Team MXS,
Fixed Ops
Digital, M1 Data and Analytics,
and Drive Century.
If you want more information or want to partner with the brew,
go to carguycoffee.com.
Let's brew!
Appreciate that. And it's always fun to know that people know what we're about. That's really something that we're trying to be very intentional about, is making sure that people know what kind of people we are and what kind of people we like to connect with. And we love connecting with people like you. So tell us, tell the audience, tell everybody, what is brewing with you? How is the conference going for you? But what's happening with your business, brother? You are an innovator that we are honored to know, and we want to hear more about what's brewing with you.
So let me step it back just one more second. Let me talk about the energy part, because I think that is so important. Just to really thank you guys for y'all's amazing, because this energy and the partners that you guys put in, the energy that you put out there in the world and in the space, it's so important, because this industry is amazing. You guys have seen it, okay? How many dealerships have you guys been into? Thousands, right?
Oh, my career, yeah.
Stores with low energy, low output, right?
Everything.
High energy, high output. Energy is contagious, and you guys are amazing. So, conference has been amazing. They did a really great job. Vendor partner layout. I always miss partner versus vendor.
I agree with you.
Because they are. You got to treat them like partners. You got an employee you hire, you pay money for. You call them an employee. You got these vendors that you pay money to. Those are technically employees, they're partners. Mm-hmm. So that's really important. But they've done a fantastic job. The sessions, the dealer vendor exchange that they've incorporated, digital dealer, I think is super impactful. It gives all the partners an opportunity to really speak about themselves, how impactful things are, and really just interact with some of the dealers one-on-one.
Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of
Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100%. CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
So I'm really enjoying that. And some of the speakers that they've had have been incredible. My boy Castillo, Lexus of Pittsburgh Pines, he partnered up with Juan Dominguez at Speed Advertising, and just fantastic. Loved his session. Every time he tweaks it a little bit, but he's always talking about optimizing leads in the BDC and follow-up, because that's one of the biggest struggles that most dealers have. They get all these leads, these campaigns, they don't hit the goals they'd like to. Then they go, hey, should we spend more money on getting more leads? I'm like, whoa.
Hold on a second.
So stepping back to what we're doing, and I'm CEO of Automotive Marketing Gurus. We also have a virtual call center, experience development center. And Automotive Marketing Gurus, since we launched in November 2020, we're touching 102 stores right now. Now we've got 8 marketing directors.
Wow.
The marketing coordinators also support them. So for every 10 dealerships, they coordinate the quarterback, all things marketing, and work with the partners all the way through to execution. But I tell you, that's been fantastic. The innovative part of what we're doing is our Mojo technology, which, I haven't even really talked about that much, but it's going to be something that I hope.
First time I've heard that. Yeah, I like that.
So, got Mojo, right?
You got to have a good Mojo. I mean, my store, you know what I'm saying?
My people call it Mojo. Is when you create something that has great purpose and impacts others. Create something that has purpose and impacts others. And with Mojo, our goal in that solution is Automotive Marketing Gurus being a virtual CMO, being a fractional CMO marketing director. The time and energy that even our team or marketing directors that work for dealer groups and dealerships right now, they spend a lot of time building reports, analyzing reports. Oh, yeah. And then when they're analyzing the reports, they're trying to figure out, like, is this good or bad?
Yeah.
And then they got to call somebody and say, hey, I saw this. And you have to learn it over time. You don't even know. And you got so many dashboards, so many partners. And then if you do find things, then you got to communicate it out to the vendor partner. And then you've got to follow up with them all the way through to execution to make sure that they changed or modified or did what they did. So Mojo does it.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
You owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
Mojo builds reports, analyzes reports, and then will communicate out to partners when there might be an opportunity. And what's fantastic about it is there's so many people with reports and dashboards these days, and really great technology.
I'm not downplaying where we at.
Exactly. The difference is having the ability to compare your dealership, your group of dealerships, your group of clients as an agency, how they compare to others. What's wild is dealerships all across America, they use different partners, different providers. They've got different solutions that they use. And they brew on, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be really interesting being able to compare a store, like what's my cost per lead, my cost per sold, my closing rate for a specific lead provider. What's my retention rate monthly, like out of every month, like most stores, hey, how many repeat customers you have? Oh, you know what? It's like 5%. They don't know.
Yeah, when I say thing, you're like, they don't know.
So then the question is, even if it was 5%, even if they did know, is it a good number? Is it a good number? How does it compare against other stores, against your brand of stores, more importantly, stores in similar demographics? And so anyway, but that's what I'm excited about innovation-wise from a platform perspective. Oh, we are going to, our 102 AMG stores will be the first clients to be on it, beat it up, beta test it, and then we'll move it over. And then I was so fortunate last year to have the acquisition of Experience Development Center. You guys probably saw Terry Matt come on. He's been a great partner. But man, there was a couple. When entrepreneurs build business, right? It's like you got to stay focused, or nothing will get done. And do things that you're great at or you're passionate. And I'm really passionate about automotive marketing and technology. And I'm really passionate and good at automotive call center. Those that don't know, I started as a phone agent at a small little company called Ely CRM, but I actually literally back then had a call center, it was 24 seats, and I was an agent. This was back in 2002. Wow. But I've always had that passion, and I always respect the art form of phone etiquette and phone skills.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
It's wild. One of my good buddies that I was just hanging out with last week, he's a private independent dealer. He sells Highline luxury, Lamborghinis, Ferrari. That's fine. Yeah, place them, Bravest, whatever you name it. On that battle. Maybe I will. I don't know. Maybe Fred. I can ride in it with him. I'll ride in Fred's. How about that? But I was with him and he was talking about his sons, and his sons are going to help run his business. And one of his sons is 17, junior in high school. And he's like, I was like, what is he doing? He's like, he works at a golf shop. I was like, golf shop? I was like, bro, how about I get him at the call center? He goes, man, I would love that.
Right.
Because it starts to have his phone.
Getting ready to get something that he could learn right now and be ready for the next step.
Yeah, so anyway, the industry is tough right now. And so for AMG and XDC, our goal is to help dealerships be as efficient with the dollars they spend in advertising and the leads that they're generating, making sure there's quality or being handled as best as possible.
Love that.
So both of the companies live off each other and try to help dealerships be more efficient. And then as Mojo gets released, again, it's, you know, I was talking to a marketing director last night. I was explaining Mojo to him. I said, because, man, and he has 7 stores and 2 collision centers. I said, you know, the goal is for people like you to not have to be on as many calls, to not be building as many reports and being asked the same questions and then trying to figure out what's new and good and bad so you can spend time. I have a phenomenal onboarding process for new hires. We're having a phenomenal process for anniversaries and birthdays and building great culture in the stores, for being out there in the community. Because what are you going to do, man? Oh, I don't have time to help have an amazing onboarding process because I've got to be on these vendor calls or I got to build these reports. And that those guys and those people in that role, if they dedicated more of their time and energy into the culture of the store. Okay, that's what you ask any marketing professional, especially that's a marketing director, CMO in dealerships. They're passionate. It's helping build a great culture. Because I guarantee all of them are very similar like me. We want more people to want to work and shop in automotive. And so, anyway.
I love that. Passion is a big part of all this. Like you said, you can have a good product, but if your product doesn't have passion behind it, no one's going to hear about it. No one's going to want it because they're not going to be excited about it. That when you bring it into market and you put it into a dealership, if you're not excited when you're bringing it and the team's not excited about it, you're not going to use it. So excitement and all that has to be involved in it all. Passion, really believing in what you do, but bringing it with such an energy that everyone is taking that contagion, right, and using it to become better. Those tools will be more effective. I see really great tools get put into places that just didn't have a passion behind it. And when they got in there, they just fell.
Great tools.
Fell to the wayside because no one thought about it. No one was excited about it. But then I seen tools that were just okay with passion and were used and utilized, and they were thought of the greatest. But then we see a tool that's right up the street, whatever you want to call it, that's just even a better tool, but no one wants to use it.
Literally, I had one thing. How often do you hear someone use the word contagion? Like in a positive way like that, because it's true. We want to have passion to be contagious. But I was talking to somebody, they asked me, hey, JT, would you, I'm not going to name any company names, because would you use XYZ CRM if you started at a store today? Would you use that CRM or something else?
Quick question. Do you know what SmartPixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to M1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at M1-data.com.
Let's brew.
Come on now. Back to the show.
I would use the one that my team would use.
Whichever one my people will use.
You know what?
Exactly.
JT, that is so true. Some of the best advice that you can give anybody. What will they use? Because even if it's less than and they use it, then it's going to be way better than a great product that never gets touched.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. As I'm talking with our clients, we're trying to be efficient right now. Sure. Got you. Things are compressing. Things are tight. Right. I still got a couple more months of that. But you know, I don't know. But he was like, hey, man, I'm trying to save money. And should I turn my CRM down? Should I make it go up? I'm trying to find something cheaper. You're going to save $500 a month. For some, for your team, you're still not using it. And now they got to train and you got to learn a new product. What heartburn are you trying to go into? Brain damage.
That's percolating problems.
If anything, maybe try to step it up. But that is, with tools and systems, to Fred's point, that is one of the biggest things that we try to push on is, dude, plan your partners. Make sure the technology. Don't try to hire a partner and then just go, I'm paying them this amount a month, and they're not, and you're not doing your part. But it's tough.
It is tough. And the thing is, sometimes you sales pros that are inside the vendor side, dealer partner side, you're overselling it. You're acting like it's a plug and play and it's going to work. Well, no, it's a two-way street. They have to use the tool. They have to be educated on the tool and then encouraged to use it. And then really, at first, you're going to probably even have to spit them a little bit to use it. Weird to say it,
but
sometimes you have to do that. Get him using it. And then when you get one testimony, a good case study inside the store that shows, hey, look how far this salesperson, this leader did when they were in here. And by using this tool, this is what they were able to produce. Now everyone will be on board. Sometimes you need that. Sometimes you have to have that testimony to make it work. And it's an important part of what we do. So make sure you encourage those people. If you bring a tool in dealers, don't just think it sounds good, because there's a lot of cool, shiny things in here. And great, in all honesty, a lot of them will probably work for you, and they'll probably make a difference in your store, but you have to apply what you buy. Because if you don't,
I'm going to back that and say, I believe 99%, you got to have one little thing.
Right, a little bit.
Every single one of these things, every single one of these partners, their platforms and programs will work.
I agree with you. I totally agree.
That's why they're here.
Well,
right? They're representing you.
If
you work it.
That's right.
And that's a thing that we are loving right now. And let's just be real.
It's as simple as that, though, but it's real.
Yes.
It's
real talk. You got to work it. And if you have the tool, use it. If you have the connections, if you have the people, you have the access, use what you have. Because a lot of times your answer to the question that you're having that keeps you from using the tools you have is one phone call away to your partner, right? Whether it's the vendor, whether it's somebody on the inside that can say, hey, JT, I don't know how to really use this right. Please walk me through this a little bit more. And if we educate our people, because we're getting educated, we have everybody understanding. But when there's a disconnect in what we're doing, nobody does anything.
You know,
when we get stuck.
And now to flip that back, so you got that on the dealer side, but on the partner side, you know, another conversation I had, this was today at breakfast, and an agency, because we work with 12, 14 agency partners, okay? Because I like to see the variety. I want to see who does what. And sometimes I even help other partners get better in what they do. Why not? Because it's going to make our industry better.
Right? Bingo!
But the thing was, he asked me, he said, who do you like the most? And I said, man, I tell you what, I can't really pinpoint it, but I named a couple names. And he said, why? And I said, because of customer service.
Mm.
So just the same way that we want dealers to be engaged, the customer service, the proactiveness of the partners is so important. Even if you have one of those like automated tools that like, oh, you just turn it on, it just goes, it does this thing, it's got AI, this machine learning. When you do that, I'm gonna tell you what, don't call that client for 2 months because you think the system's doing its job. Don't call him for 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee on the third month, he's like, I haven't heard from him. I haven't heard from him.
Cutting this off.
I'm cutting it off because I haven't heard from him.
Yeah, take it off.
So anyway,
I love what you said there. And I think that's a great way to leave this note right here is the customer service above all. You can have a great, we have all agreed, you agree too, that all these products in here are great products, but not all of them have great customer service.
I would say that.
And I'm not going to let you say it. I'm going to say it. Because
I think we can all
say it.
I'm going to tell you, it's the truth. So that being said, if you could fix one thing inside your business right now, work on your customer service. And I promise you, you'll see so much more in your life and make this industry better.
Ritz Carlton, baby. Ritz Carlton.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. You got to give them that kind of service.
So you know what we need to do.
Car guys, car gals, and all you solutionaries that are out there, I think we need to get some more of him on the show.
We do.
We need to do a whole lot more of that. We need to make sure that we do Forgive, Focus, Fly so that we can keep growing all the time. So many solutions are brewing. We appreciate the passion that you bring and bring passion to your customer service. If you're passionate about serving your customers, they're going to feel it and they're actually going to receive it, which is what you want. Give them that passion, give them that service, and have some freaking fun doing it. But until then, get focused, fine. Let's keep going.
Let's do it.
On three, everybody, hands on the shoulders. 1, 2, 3,
forget.
Focus.
Fly.
And keep growing. Keep growing. Thank you so much, everybody, for growing with us. I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm growing our sub hero.
And you've been doing solutions with the one, the only, Jonathan Thompson. That's right. You can call JT. Yeah.